This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Global authorities are reacting with alarm on Friday to a new coronavirus variant detected in South Africa, with the European Union and Britain among those tightening border controls as researchers study if the mutation is vaccine resistant. Hours after Britain banned flights from South Africa and neighboring countries and asked travelers returning from there to quarantine, the World Health Organization cautioned against hasty travel bans. But European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the EU also aimed to halt air travel from the region and several other countries, including India, Japan, and Israel, toughened curbs. In Washington, top U.S. infectious disease official Anthony Fauci said no decision had been made on a possible U.S. travel ban. He told CNN there was no indication the variant was in the United States, and it was unclear whether it was resistant to current vaccines. Several Sudanese political figures arrested since a coup last month have started a hunger strike in protest of their continued detention, the coalition they were part of said on Friday. An army takeover on October 25th halted a power-sharing deal between the military and civilians from the Forces of Freedom and Change Alliance, and many ministers and top civilian officials were detained. Some civilian figures have been released since the Sudanese military struck a deal this week with Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, freeing him from house arrest and reinstating him. But the deal also provided for the release of all political detainees. Protests calling for the military to exit politics have continued. A call has been issued for more mass rallies on Sunday. This is VOA News. The Ethiopian government on Friday released a video which shows Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on what is claimed the front line in the country's year-long war. In the video, Ahmed walks with military personnel while wearing military fatigues. In a recorded statement, he made claims about having cleared enemy strongholds and said the conflict would continue, quote, until Ethiopia's freedom is ensured. Ethiopia's government this month declared a state of emergency as fighters from the country's northern Tigray region, in collaboration with fighters from the Oromo Liberation Army, approached the capital, Addis Ababa. The United States and other governments have been urging their citizens to leave immediately. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in the war that erupted in November 2020 between Ethiopian forces and the Tigrayan forces, who had long dominated the national government before Ahmed took office in 2018. A top local official said Friday rescuers found a survivor in a Russian Siberian coal mine where dozens of miners are presumed dead after a devastating methane explosion. The governor of the region where the mine is located says the survivor was found in the mine in southwestern Siberia and was taken to the hospital. Authorities had confirmed 14 fatalities on Thursday. 11 miners were found dead, and 3 rescuers died later while searching for others who were trapped at a remote section of the mine. 6 more bodies were recovered on Friday morning, and 31 people remain missing. The governor says finding other survivors at this point is highly unlikely. The Tunisian Navy said it rescued 487 migrants on Friday from an overloaded boat that ran into difficulty in rough seas in the Mediterranean as they tried to reach Europe. The vessel was carrying migrants from Egypt, Syria, Sudan, Pakistan, Ethiopia, and the Palestinian territories. The Navy says they included 13 women and 93 children. And French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday said he was surprised by the approach taken by Britain's prime minister in the crisis over migrants crossing the English Channel, saying leaders should not communicate through social media. France is furious after Boris Johnson posted the contents of a letter to Macron on Twitter, suggesting France should take back migrants who arrive in Britain following the deaths of 27 people in the Channel this week. Earlier, France's interior minister told his British counterpart she was no longer invited to weekend talks about the crisis with other European ministers in protest at the letter. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.